In Pedic Lamed Aleph, chapter 31, on page Mem, or in English, page 142. After the sadness, or the bitterness, that helps break out, helps the Beinoni break out of the Timtum Halev, and replaces the deadness, or the lifelessness of the sadness, with the intense life of the bitterness, which is a much healthier place to be in. Now the Rebbe says that from this bitterness you have to take the next step into joy and into simcha. But how do you make that step? So just as the Rebbe took us step by step through the brokenheartedness, how to attain the brokenheartedness, what to think about, what to tell yourself, what to say to your Yetzer Hara, here also in attaining the joy, the Rebbe takes us step by step. Three lines from the top. V'acharkach, after this bitterness, and after this intense holiness that helps him free himself of the Timtum Halev, Yovei Lidei Simcha Amitis, he will come to a true joy. He doesn't stay with the bitterness, and certainly not with the sadness, but he comes to a true joy. Dahainu, which means, how do you get to the joy? Zeis Yoshev Elibei, this is what he takes to heart. L'nachamei B'kiflayim, to console him doubly. After these harsh but true things mentioned before, he says to his heart, it is true without a doubt that I am extremely, utterly far from God, and despicable and disgusting. Ach, kol zeh hu ani levadi. All of this is true, all the critical things that he considered and contemplated before that brought him to the brokenheartedness. All of it is true, but it is true only of me alone, of the I. Hu hagufim nefesh achiyu nishabei, and what is the me, the body and the animal soul. Of the body and the animal soul, it is true that it is utterly far from God and despicable and so on. Aval mikol mokein, but in spite of this ugliness, yesh bekirbi chelek Hashem mamesh, there exists within me a literal part of God. And this is not an arrogance. How can a person who just admitted to being disgusting and despicable and utterly far from God, how can he claim to have a part of God within him? So he continues and says, "Sheyesh ne'afilu b'kal shebekalim." This godly part exists even in the lowest of the low. Shehi nefesh olikis, because it is the godly soul. Imnitzu telikus mamish hamelubish bol hachayesa, with a literal part of God that is within it, that gives it its life. So it exists in every Jew. And it is not a personal compliment or claim to fame that he's taking for himself. It's something that every Jew has. If, on the other hand, if I have a literal part of God within me, how is it that I am so low and so far from God? Zak shehi bebechin nas golos, only this godliness within me is in exile within me. It's out of place within me. V'im kein, and therefore, rather than the sadness, instead of the bitterness, and instead of the concern over the lack of godliness, adezabim, the exact opposite, kol mashani betachlis hadichuk, the further I am from God, mehashem vahatiyu v'shikut, the further I am from God, and the lower and the more despicable I am, harei nefesh holi kishabi begolus godul yeseh, that makes the exile of the godly soul worse, greater, a greater exile, V'harachmonas aleha g'dayla me'eid, and that in turn makes the compassion and the pity over the, for the neshama all the greater. So instead of being concerned with the lack of godliness, instead of being worried and embittered by my distance from God and by the ugliness of my existence, which is the animal soul, I will make it all my desire and all my goal to take her out, the godly soul, of her prison, of her galus, and to raise her up from this galus, to return her to her father's home, so to speak, as in her youth, which was before the neshama was clothed in my body, when she was one with God, and totally united and totally one with Him, like a daughter is attached to her father, so now also she will be wrapped up and joined and united with God, kisha asim kol magmosi, when I will put all my efforts into Torah and mitzvahs, halbish b'hem kol esa b'chinei seho hanal, and in devoting myself to Torah and mitzvahs, I will clothe every one of the 10 aspects of the neshama in mitzvahs and in Torah, or b'frad v'mitzvahs tefillah, and particularly in the mitzvah of davening. To give the neshama a voice that it should be able to cry out to God from her pain in her exile within me, that God should take her out of this confinement, so that she can cleave to God, and this is the category of tshuva and good deeds, because there are good deeds without tshuva and there's tshuva without good deeds. What is the combination of tshuva and good deeds? These are the good deeds that are performed with a specific purpose, the intention behind these good deeds, behind the mitzvahs, is to return the neshama to her original source and root. So instead of being devoted and concerned with the unholiness of the animal soul and the demands of the body, he turns his attention to the godly soul out of compassion for the godly soul. And the compassion is because the godly soul is imprisoned within all of this unholiness. And the greater the unholiness, the greater the imprisonment. So the more he realizes the unholiness of his condition, the more he becomes aware of his godly soul's predicament. And rather than being embittered and saddened by the unholiness of the animal soul, he becomes devoted out of compassion to the godly soul in order to free the godly soul from this confinement. And when the godly soul experiences a freedom from the confinement, this brings a great joy that replaces the bitterness and the sadness, as we will learn further on. We have a few minutes here on the tape. I'd like to go back to something at the beginning of the Pedik Lamed Aleph, where the Rebbe is talking about the use of sadness to combat the unholy, the animal soul, the klipa, and then explains that it really isn't sadness, it's bitterness. In the beginning, when the Rebbe is talking about the sadness and that it is used as a tool against klipa, he says that afal pikein harekachi hamido l'achfayel l'sitracha. This is the method that we use to subdue the sitracha. Later, when he talks about the bitterness, that the brokenheartedness is really not sadness at all, it's a bitterness, and it comes from Kedusha, only it's an intense Kedusha. So he says that not that this is a way by which you subdue the klipa, but rather a way by which you sweeten the klipa. אין הדינים נמתוקים אלא בשרשם. The difference is that the problem that we're dealing with is that the Yetzer Hara, or the animal soul, had become so arrogant that it was literally blocking out the godly soul's light. So the problem is arrogance of the animal soul, and that's the severity of the animal soul, in that it had become disproportionately arrogant. Now, in order to combat that, the sadness, becoming saddened over one's lack of godliness, doesn't really undo the arrogance of the animal soul. It merely dampens it. It slows it down. But sadness does not displace arrogance. As a matter of fact, part of the problem with sadness is that it doesn't really do anything. Even when it's useful, and its usefulness is when it weakens or dampens the enthusiasm of the animal soul, it merely dampens it. It doesn't really change anything. And that's why the sadness is described as being useful, in that it's la'achfayel l'sitra'achra, that it dampens, it subdues the arrogance of the Yetzer Hara. But when you use bitterness, brokenheartedness, when a person is truly brokenhearted over the fact that he is far from God and is lacking in godly virtue, that not only dampens the Yetzer Hara, it not only suppresses the Yetzer Hara, it actually sweetens it at its source. It turns the arrogance that the Yetzer Hara had been using, it turns that arrogance into a severe godliness, into a displeasure and a bitterness over the lack of godliness. And then the intensity of the animal soul is not only softened or slowed down or suppressed, but it becomes sweetened at its very source. The arrogance is completely transformed from an unholy thing into a holy thing. In the Hayyim Yom, on the sixth day of Adar, the Rebbe brings from a sicha of the Rebbe Rashab, where the Rebbe Rashab said that it is a great maila when the Eibishter finds us worthy and gives us a chush, a talent, and a pleasure in doing another Jew a favor, to the point where the other Jew becomes more precious to me than I am to myself. And that is because for myself I can find many reasons to explain why I, God forbid, don't deserve, chas v'shalom, don't deserve to have good things. But for the other person, this reasoning or this explanation doesn't apply at all. And so the other person can become more precious than myself. And this is a great gift from above, when God gives us this talent and this knack to have a gishmak, to have a pleasure in doing another Jew a favor.